Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechta Shabbos, Perek Yudalit, Mishnah Gimel, Ein Eichlin Ezoi V'Yavon V'Shabbos, can't eat Greek grass on Shabbos. Now, why would anyone want to eat Greek grass anyway? And the answer is, you wouldn't. The only people that eat it are people that Nebuch have worms in their stomach, and this was a refuah to take out those worms. And that's the reason you can't eat it on Shabbos. L'fisha Einoi Machol Briyim. It's not considered a food for healthy people. Now, if you remember what we learned earlier, Chazal answered non-essential refuahs on Shabbos. Of course, if it's a sakana, nefashis, you can do anything on Shabbos. But if it's not a sakana, and there's different criteria as to what you can and what you can't, which we're not getting into now, but basically, if it's non-essential medication, you don't mamish really, really need it desperately, you're not supposed to take it on Shabbos. They were scared you're going to take these herbs and grind them up to prepare the medication. And that would be toichen. But if it's a type of food that some people would eat it for refuah, but healthy people eat it also, then there's no problem. Then you can eat it on Shabbos, as the Mishnah says, Vayter. Aval Oichel, you can eat as Yayezer, a plant called Yayezer, which also really takes away worms that are in the liver. But because healthy people eat it also, it's not a problem. In that matter, Vishleisi can drink Abuvraya. Abuvraya is not grass water. Who would drink not grass water? Someone who by mistake, or maybe not by mistake, they just didn't realize you're not supposed to, but he drank water that was left open. And it could be a snake came by and put in some of his venom. So this was considered a refuah. Literally, abuv raya is the stick of a shepherd. Of course, he's not drinking the stick of a shepherd, but it's a kind of a plant. It's a single plant without branches. It looks a little bit like the stick of a shepherd. Vayter zakta mishna kalo echalam, all foods. Eichel adam l'refuah, a person can eat it even though his kavana is to heal himself if it's the type of food that healthy people would also eat. For that matter, b'chalam ashkin, all drinks, shaisi he can drink. Chutz, with the exception of mimei dekalim, what's made the column? There were these two palm trees in Eretz Yisrael someplace. In between these two palm trees was a special kind of a tree. In the palm family, came out a well. And if you drank water from this well that ran between the two palm trees, it had an amazing quality. If someone was constipated, it would loosen him up. That's if he drank the first kais. When he drank the second kais, he would mamish develop like a diarrhea. And on the third kais, he would like drink it and the water would come out clear. That's how clean his intestines became. So you can't have that on Shabbos. And v'kois ikarim. What's kois ikarim? It's where they take sap, and they take different types of grasses, and they grind it up, mix it with wine. And it's a refuah for different things. And you can't drink it, mipnei shein liyaroika, because it's a refuah for someone who has jaundice. That means his skin has like a yellow-greenish kind of tinge. That shows there's something wrong on the inside, but this heals him. Avul bat, the Mishnah continues, shaisi mei dekalim, he can drink this palm water, litzma'ai, if he's thirsty, v'sach, and you can smear shemen ikarim, and oil from that mixture, shaloi l'refuah, if his purpose is not for a refuah. In other words, if he's not sick, he's just thirsty, and this is the water that he has to drink, then it's okay for him to drink it. And the same is true for this other mixture. If he wants to use it to smear on his skin, that is mutter as well. Okay, so quickly, let's chazer over what we learned in this Mishnah. We were reminded of the halacha. The Chazal asked refuahs on Shabbos that aren't essential, that aren't 100% needed. And again, what's called 100% needed or not, that you have to learn the halachas. What's wrong with refuahs on Shabbos? Well, they had most of their medicines, not like today that we make them in laboratories. They were natural herbs that came from the ground that cured things. Now, why we should have just good medicine today and have the knowledge that they had Mimei HaChazal? The problem was you would have to take these plants and grind them up. The Chazal didn't want us to grind on Shabbos. So, basically, if it's something that healthy people would eat also, you can eat it or you can drink it even though your kavana is for refuah. If someone is not well, however, he cannot drink from the mei dekalim, he cannot drink the kais ikrim. But that's only if he's really not well. If he's healthy and he's just thirsty and this is the water that he has to drink, or he wants to smear it on his skin, our Mishnah told us he has the green light to do so.